studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
Talk at krbnradio.com. Talk. Oh, well. Good morning. Welcome to krbnradio.com. And we are talking about what are you doing? What's going on there?
Cliff, are you there?
Hello, are you there? Are you having a party?
No. We're having a little problem here at the studio. With everything going on, like from Egypt, you know, with them taking over and...
Are you invited when?
No, and the... put that down! And the riots...
What are you
doing? Going at Wisconsin. It's a little crazy here. You know, they want...
You're not supposed to invite them all into the studios. We're supposed to... When you interview them, you could do it on the phone.
No, will you put that... Anyways, they want more money, and you know, it's really a nightmare here. And just they're even into the free coffee. They don't even think that's good enough.
So you're supplying coffee to the entire state of Wisconsin now? Huh?
No, to the staff of KRBN here in Eugene.
I see.
It's a pandemonium here at the studios, and you know, it's hang on just a minute.
Well, you got to understand, we do have a large staff in Eugene. We don't have in Cottage Grove. We have a very small staff here, but the majority of our staff is in Eugene. Yes.
That's true. Hey, I'm on the air live. Shut the door. Thank you.
That helps. Okay. So you've been around and running around and checking out what's going on?
It's been, if you're talking about Wisconsin, it's been quite an interesting thing going on up in there.
Well, it's not just Wisconsin. It's all over the place now, including right here in Oregon. I was going to say Cottage Grove, but not necessarily Cottage Grove. Oh, we're doing things here in Cottage Grove, too. But even Oregon, the governor has decided that he's going to have to cut people and what Oregon in Eugene school district is laying off 108 teachers. Actually, it comes out to 84 full-time positions, but 108 people are getting pink slips.
Well, based on my experience at Screw, I can't say it like Limbo does, Screw, which is Screw All School. They need to completely stop and start over. But that's just my opinion.
That the 4G district, you mean?
Well, I'm not sure how. Okay, I don't have a dog in the fight with the 4G school district itself, but education in general, at least in Oregon, at least the colleges, you know, I could go on for about 3 hours.
Oh, yes, we know.
Yes, I know. Everybody, the whole world knows about it, and they don't care. And they still go there anyways and get ripped off and spend $20,000, $30,000 and wind up, you know. In fact, what's a crime? I'll throw this out, speaking of school, and this is from the university. This poor guy, when I went into truck driver training, this guy has a bachelor's degree in music.
Yeah.
They convinced him to take a bachelor's degree in music and how well his career would be.
Well, you know, I guess you have to think for yourself. And if you don't think for yourself, oh, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to get in trouble. If you don't think for yourself, you're not going to get what you want.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. And you do have to, you can't go in there and let, just because this person works at a school or just because this person is a professor and teaches a subject doesn't mean he knows anything. He may not even know what his subject is for that matter, but that's all they know probably. So, and some of these people that are quote close quote counselors are nobody.
Like I say, the counselor to me is or advisor. You know, back in 75 when computers were first coming out and I was a natural at being a programmer and I went to Lane Community College and said, I want to be a programmer. well, we're sorry, but we feel that the jobs are oversaturated and you'd have a hard time getting work.
I can strangle him.
Right. But you listened to him, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, unfortunately.
Too bad. Too bad.
I put the coin in the slot.
Yep. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to think for yourself. That's it. I'm sorry. And everybody has to do that. It's not just you or anybody else, but everybody have to think for yourself. Maybe you can take a little bit of information from the guy and stick it away and file it and put it with a bunch of other information. But I don't even go to a store and buy a television without researching 20 of them first, for God's sakes. I'm certainly not going to do something that has to do with my entire career without researching it first.
Well,
except that I did.
Of course, in 75 is a little harder to research. You know, I.
What was that?
In 75 is a little bit harder to research. You know, you didn't have the internet back then.
Oh, not at all. It was. You don't research everything on the internet. I mean, if I researched everything on the internet, I'd be nowhere.
In fact, even when I went back to college after the company down here closed, you know, I made some phone calls to HR people. Oh yeah, sure, we've heard this school. We think it's great. Yeah. Anyways, moving right along.
Okay.
Before I blow a gasket.
Yeah.
Spring is coming. Yay.
Oh.
But anyways, you were talking about the 4J school district.
Well, I'm just very upset about the 4J school district because they're just like everybody else. They're out for themselves, and that's all they're out for. And they're cutting people in 84 full-time positions. Why can't everybody take a 10 or 15% cut in pay and save those people? Nobody thinks about, you know, there are 84 people that you're putting out of business, you're putting out of work, and that's not what we're supposed to be doing in this country.
Okay, but what happened to all the stimulus money that Obama gave to the school?
I don't care about the stimulus money. It's gone.
Yeah, what did they spend?
This is now. This is now, not then.
See, that's the whole point. I mean, A large percentage of our property taxes and other taxes goes to the schools. And they're constantly – in fact, here's a question for you. The 4J school district in Eugene, you know, like you say, is closing down I forget how many schools. But
well, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing, I think, because it forces them to tighten their belts. But at the same time, Lane Community College is breaking ground on a new building in Eugene. Okay,
well, Lane Community College is doing a much better job of selling themselves, obviously.
Maybe that's what they're doing, but, you know, the point is where is the – like I said, I don't want to give any more money to the schools until they satisfy – until I hear the word audit. Where is that money going?
Oh, well, see, that's – you can't – they'll audit and they'll tell you exactly where it's going and you still won't know.
Yeah.
That's the problem. The thing is – we've got a whole bunch of, you know, all these teachers. They're supposed to be educated people. They're supposed to understand, but they don't. They're out for me. They're not out for the students. They're not out for each other. They're out for themselves. So that's why they're allowing them to lay off 108 teachers. 108 teachers. That's 11% of the entire district licensed staff. 11% of their people are going to be out of work simply because they wouldn't take a few dollars cut in pay. A cut in pay, by the way, which is pretty major. These people, I disagree that teachers being underpaid. There are a couple of them here and there maybe, but most of them are not. Their average is $70,000 a year. I've lived on less than $70,000 a year most of my life and been able to do it. And yet these people can't possibly do it. So it's in my opinion, they need to take that cut in pay. And all government employees, by the way, need to do that because it wasn't that many years ago that you didn't take a government job because it didn't pay well. Now it pays better than anybody, and so everybody wants the government job.
Well, it's just like in Boise, Idaho, the students are protesting because the dean there, I believe the high school, is wanting to cut back pay and do pay by performance for the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making those ones that, because once they reach tenure, you know, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of them don't. I'm not going to say they all don't because, you know, there are teachers that are there.
There are good teachers, yes.
Yeah. So I don't want to throw them all into one kettle. But, again, there was also teachers, and like I said, I ran into them in public schools and in the college system that they don't care. They're just there to, you know, here's your test, read it, go home, do your homework. If you pass your grade, fine. If you got any questions, go ask somebody else.
Yeah, they're there to collect a paycheck. That's all they're there for. And see, our humanity is gone. I don't know where it went, but it's gone. It used to be that people would think about other folks, but they don't anymore. Now it's out for me, me. And they're getting way out of hand. And the retirement packages and the health packages and all those, the entitlements that they're getting are even more out of hand than anything else. And that goes back to the contracts, the unions. Everybody thinks that the states are trying to bust the unions, and I'm sure there are a couple of them, and I'm not sure about Wisconsin. I don't know for sure. I almost think he is trying to bust the union, but I'm not sure. But neither here nor there. He shouldn't have to, because the governors preceding him shouldn't have signed those contracts in the first place. That's if they can't pay for them. And, of course, see, the union's not going to pay for them. The union's invested all their money in the stock market, and then the stock market crashed. So now they have no more money to pay all that stuff. And so now they're going to have to pay taxpayers pay it. And that ain't the way it goes. So you have to be able to renege on those contracts because, how do I want to say this? The world reneged on us when the stock market crashed.
And speaking of reneging, how do people contact us just in case somebody does actually want to talk to us?
Oh, you had to do that.
I did.
I've been working in here and I lost my little piece of paper. I don't know where it is.
Okay. Well, since Cliff can't.
Oh. 646-721-9887. That's the way they contact us. 646-721-9887. Hey, it was in a different place, and I was looking for yellow and it's pink. My mind is gone.
And also the chat room's open. We did have somebody in the chat room a little bit earlier, so if you're still listening, welcome and come on back.
Yeah, and talk to us in the chat room. You have to sign in, but you don't have to pay anything. You don't have to be anybody. Just sign in and talk to us. We'll be happy to answer questions out of the chat room.
That's right. Although, you know, two's company here and three is great. So come on in.
But call us because we'd really like to talk to you. It's 646-721-9887, the telephone number.
That's to call. Right. It is the telephone number.
Yes.
But you could call
Eugene Voters. Eugene Voters have got a city income tax to vote on May 17th.
Which city?
Eugene. For the schools. Are you ready for that? The city income tax for schools on May 17th.
Well, I think that like Multnomah County is going to be the same thing with their eye tax. They enacted a countywide eye tax. And
what's an eye tax?
It's just what they call it. It's like an income tax for a county only, in addition to the state and federal taxes. And a lot of people didn't know about it after it was passed, and the Multnomah County actually had to start filing lawsuits to get some of the money. Then finally the voters finally just said, this is too much of a pain, and voted it out.
Well, you know, I keep saying we should put everything up to the voters to vote on. But the thing is, too many of the voters, they're going to get tired of that. They're not going to want to do that. People, well, you know what's happening? What's happening is the fact we're in great limbo. We're in great trouble. Everything is crashing. Everything is falling apart. And that's what's going to wake our entire population up. A lot of people, I've been reading comments more than the reports on different stories. Been reading the comments, what people, and the general public is really fed up with unions. Really fed up with unions. Not the basic idea of union, of getting the basic, what do I want to call it, not freedoms, but the basic requirements. In other words, but the idea of a right to work state, the idea that I go to work in a state and I have to join the union. Exactly. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely out of the question. But 90% of them are that way. You have to join the union.
Well, before we get too far into it, into our topic today, I do have a What the Heck Are They Thinking segment I'd like to...
See, that's my point. They're not thinking.
They're not thinking. And that's why, thanks to like the comical people at the Oregon legislatures, provide me with a lot of material.
Comical people.
Unfortunately, today, they're not one of them, so...
You have got to be kidding me. What the heck were they thinking? Can you actually believe they did that?
It's Robin's What the Heck Are They Thinking Award, where Robin picks out some of the dumbest and most ridiculous headlines of the week. And now, with this week's picks, here's Robin. Straight from the files of the Ogden Police Department comes Crime Blimp. The 52-foot-long aeronautical innovation with about 20 pounds of cameras, GPS gear, and telemetry, Crime Blimp, is here to protect our cities. Crime Blimp, with the aid of thousands of private and public cameras with real-time license plate reading capabilities linked into its central command system, makes Crime Blimp an indispensable force against crime and evil in the ever-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. Crime Blimp. Coming to a neighborhood near you.
Is this for real?
This is actually for real.
They're thinking about putting up a crime blimp?
Yeah. It's a 54-foot-long, 4-foot-wide blimp with a bunch of cameras and other devices. In addition, it will be integrated into public and private cameras into a central command center where they can, of course, watch everything. And mounted on the police cars will be cameras that look similar to the character Wall-E robot, you know, in the movie.
Wall-E
that will automatically read license plates up to about roughly 3,000 per hour. And say, for example, it's a stolen car that it comes across or a car that a detective is looking for, it will automatically send a page to that detective that they found the car.
We are getting very intrusive. Very intrusive. I think this is out of the question. This is a little too far. But as far as all the cameras all over the place, I don't mind them. You know, everybody gets upset at the... Everywhere they go, they're having pictures taken of them. So what? I'm not going to do anything that care that they see me do. So if you're not going to do anything wrong, there's no reason to be upset about it. And, you know, Big Brother is watching, and we've been told since 1984 Big Brother was going to be watching, and he's there.
Yeah. My only bitch and moan about having the cameras, because I kind of feel the same way you do, is I just want some identification of who owns the camera. Who's looking at me? That's all. Is it a cop?
Well, every store you walk by, everybody's looking at you.
Private cameras. When you go down the freeway, you go in Eugene here, there's been cameras up on the Ferry Street Bridge for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Does that belong to the city, the university? There's a huge one on top of one of the buildings over by the courthouse. I mean, my whole point is, you know, maybe they should be color coded. If it's a police camera, maybe it should be, you know, have a label on it.
That would be a complete loss, too, because the television stations all use those cameras. Different people all use the same cameras, and different cameras are used by other people, too. So you'd have 20 different colors, and you wouldn't know what's going on anyway.
Yeah.
Honey.
I mean, like, especially now, I mean, there are a lot of them showing up. I mean, I don't know. It's just, call me slightly paranoid or not, but I don't know who they are. Who's watching?
I don't really care who they are, but I do understand that some people do, because people, I don't know why, people have this tendency to think they're doing something wrong no matter what they're doing, but I don't care what people watch me do. I don't care. I'm not personal. You know, if they want to watch me go to bed at night and take my clothes off, I don't care about that either, because, you know, so what? If they're that stupid and they want to watch me of all people naked, then that's their problem, not mine. But the point is, I'm not going to be doing anything, no matter what I'm doing, I'm not going to be doing anything that other people don't do. And so, consequently, I do, you know, I just don't. Who cares?
Well, whatever. Except for it's just like the photo camera, photo radar that they have. It's one, if you make a slight mistake, you know, you can get tagged for it. Not that you meant to. Like, say you just kind of hit 61 miles an hour in a 55 zone, and, you know, next thing you know, you got a ticket. You didn't mean to go that. Speedometers are not accurate. But that's the owners.
Well, you know, I guess we've got to sit down and work that out. That's something that's going to be done in the courts. I mean, how much of a leeway you have, 6 miles an hour, 5 miles an hour, that's going to be worked out in the courts. And I know as a fact, because I've actually beat the tickets like that, because basically, if your speedometer is that far off, you just go in and tell them that you're going to go in and have it fixed, and then you go in and come back, and if it was that far off, they reduce their, or you get rid of the fine. I mean, our courts are not totally inflexible, so, but you do, it does waste a significant amount of your time in the process of doing it, I suppose.
But anyway, one more quick item is 646-721-9887 before we get into our main topic today.
646-721-9887.
That's right, 646-721-9887.
9887.
That's right. You call, you push the one, little hand comes up on the board. I go, hello, area code. And you go, yeah, I think your guys' show sucks. And we say, thank you very much.
That's fine. That's fine. You can say that, and we'll be happy to say it back.
That's right. But anyways, this is one that's probably going to ruffle Cliff's feathers a little bit, since this is kind of his hometown, which is Cottage Grove, Oregon.
Yes.
Speaking of taxes.
Yes.
I guess there was a Cottage Grove made the news the last couple of days where they're trying to sneak in a 3% restaurant tax, which was announced at the last minute, and people were only allowed 30 minutes to comment total at the city council, and there'd only be one hearing on it. And the tax, which would have gone into effect January 1st and would have generated an estimated $500,000 annually, according to the city, would basically be going to the community. I'm scanning here because I lost it. The aquatic center, and pay for other park and recreation services.
Okay, and that's where I get very, very irate, because that aquatic center is a million years old, needs to be removed, needs to be replaced, and needs to be just dumped. First of all, there are only about 30 people in the entire city that use that thing, and we're paying $500,000 a year for 30 people to use it? And that's ridiculous. They've been talking about this pool. They've been talking about this aquatic center. The school district has spent $50,000, I think it is, or more, on different studies of what they should do and what they shouldn't do. The studies have been done. We've done nothing. People have offered to pay for it. This is the most stupid thing in the world. We need to get off of it. The problem is anytime anything happens, all 30 of those people that use that pool show up at the city council and make a big noise. And so consequently, everybody thinks, wow, it's being supported. It's not. Nobody cares about that pool. We need to get rid of it. We have two pools. We have one at the community center. That's mostly for older people and senior citizens. And this one, I'm very upset about that. As far as parks and recreations are concerned, we've got so many parks and things, we need to stop doing this. The city doesn't need more parks. We're doing well. And to tax the poor restaurants, that's ridiculous. They're only doing that because they can't put a sales tax anywhere else. There are rules and regulations that the state or somebody has put on us so that we can't do that. But the only thing they can raise the tax on is the property tax or on the restaurants and hotels. And this is stupid. You just can't keep raising taxes. You got to stop.
Oh, and speaking of property taxes there, Bunky.
Yes.
They're also looking at forming a junior taxing district funded through property taxes.
Who?
For the same issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They said it would have a negative impact on city, fire district, and county revenues.
Yes, it would, and that's why that's why they're heaping it all on the poor restaurants. And there's not that many restaurants in this town that they can heap it on, for God's sakes.
Exactly, and that comes under the, you know, what's more important? Do you want the money to go for police and fire, or do you want it to go for a swimming pool that 30 people a year use?
Right. Well, police and fire are pretty well taken care of, and they've got separate funds of their own, and they actually pay attention. See, there's nobody controlling the pool. There's nobody sitting down and figuring out how to handle the pool. they're just letting the city do it, and the city is not prepared to do that. So the city just, all they do is create taxes, and that's not the way to do it. The pool needs to be turned into something that's self-sufficient, and it could be done if you wanted to. If there's not enough people using it to make it self-sufficient, then it shouldn't be there.
Right. It's like, okay, sorry for the inconvenience, folks, but if you really liked it, then, you know, support it.
When you lose it, if you really want it back again, get your butt out and do something about it. But until then, no, don't go yelling at the city council to do something. I was on the budget committee for the city council, for the city, and I seen them come in there, and I'm sorry, I'm not there anymore to yell at them, but that's a bad thing, bad thing.
Exactly. Well, it gets back down to, you know, like my rant and rave about art or whatever. If you like the art, go donate to it. Don't take it out of my pocket.
Yeah.
You know, don't go neglecting like our streets and having me spend money because it, you know, damaged my front end of my car because I keep hitting the same pothole.
Somebody said that, well, you know, if they'd make the pool free, maybe more people use it. They do make it free and nobody uses it. Nobody cares. If people want to have a pool, they'll go to their own backyard and put in a pool, or they'll go to the next door neighbor and they'll put in a pool. There's I even see my next door neighbor has this great big giant pool they put up in their parking lot, and they take it down in the wintertime and put it up in the summertime, and everybody has fun with it. But you don't need to spend $500,000 a year on a public pool that doesn't get used.
Is that the same pool that the neighbor kids keep saying every summer? Cliff, will you get out of the pool? There's not enough room.
First of all, there is enough room. It's a huge pool. And second of all, I don't pool.
Okay. Anyway, 646-721-9887.
You're lucky to see me out there with my clothes on. But, anyway.
646-721-9887.
9887. But back to the school and throwing away 108 teachers. That's just totally out of the question. Yet they're doing it. Right now they're absolutely doing it. And they are getting rid of, now some of the schools themselves are closing down. See, there are not as many students now as there were. And they've got schools that they are only half full. They're not being utilized properly. They're talking about, in one place, adding 4 students per class or something like that. That's not enough to be a problem, I don't think. So consequently, I see no reason not to do that. But because the school classes, and I understand if you have fewer people in the classes, that it's you can spend more time with each student. What I don't know if I understand is, do they? I'm not sure they do.
I don't know. And, well, of course, again, depending on the age. But anyways, 30 minutes into the program, 646-721-9887. I guess the Wisconsin has really been interesting. Everybody's probably heard about it in the news lately. And
over and over and over again.
Over and over. And I guess it's kind of like a chess game right now. Neither side is wanting to back down.
Well, yeah, and the more you hear about it, and I'm not sure what it's kind of changed, because the governor in Wisconsin does really get carried away about not having collective bargaining. I don't believe that that's something that he should stop as a collective bargaining. If all is equal everywhere else, it's going to go away probably on its own. The only thing I would think that we should do is get rid of the requirement that you belong to a union. All states should be right-to-work states. If you don't want to belong to the union, you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't be represented by them, and you shouldn't be given things by them. But then their statement is, of course, if I'm fighting for better salaries for George, who is a member, I'm fighting it for you too. That's not the case. We've got to stop doing this blanket raises. You know, everybody, there's 23,000 teachers in this city, or in this state, so consequently everybody gets a raise. That's not the case. It shouldn't be the case. And And see, the thing that we're seeing, of course, is the unions use most of their money politically to get certain senators or certain representatives elected. And, of course, they get representatives and senators elected that believe in their way of life and how they're doing things, and consequently that way they get the entitlements. And that's where I find it a problem, is they should be spending the money on their, I guess you'd call them constituents, their members, rather than trying to elect people and doing things that way.
Well, how is it different than, well, for example, when I did work for a large corporation, our raises were based on several things. One, performance, and two, how well the company did.
Okay.
And we had a sliding scale, which I don't know if that was good or not, because one person in the group got a top and one got lower, and it was based on a sliding scale. But during the years where business was slow, we didn't get a raise. You know, right now we're in a recession. Why is anybody getting a raise? They should just be thankful to have jobs, in my opinion.
Well, the simple fact of the matter is the reason that we've got a problem is because so many people gambled on the stock market, and the stock market lost. And so consequently, huge amounts of money have gone away. Whole cities, whole unions have put huge amounts of money in the stock market and lost it. I mean, there are cities who are facing bankruptcy, and that's part of what the biggest problem is your cities have been gambling with your money, folks. That's just all there is to it. That's all the stock market is a gamble. The stock market, there is nothing concrete there. You make money if it goes up. You make money if it goes down. There's no money there. It's just all a big farce. And to place your entire savings on a gamble is just crazy. And yet what's happened is it's gone up and up and up and done well for so long that the general public has just accepted it as a thing, and it's not. And I'm sorry, but what's happening is that we're shaking all of this out, and it's going to hurt a lot of people, and it already has, and it's going to hurt a lot of people a lot more until we finally wake up and realize maybe we should start to do things legitimately for a change. I mean, how many times have you heard that the United States should do more manufacturing? We should manufacture things more. You hear that all the time. You can't. We can't manufacture things. We simply can't be competitive because our wages and benefits are so high.
Taxes.
Well, no, the taxes are – that's another story. That's a different cause. But the benefits and the wages are so high in the United States, nobody's willing to give up those benefits. Nobody's willing to give up those wages. But that puts the product that we make out of sight and out of line.
Well, let me kind of go along and make my argument. Because everything is so expensive now. I mean, fuel, well, of course, the oil's now peaked $100 a barrel again. Like we talked about earlier in the show about cities coming up with their own little taxes. Cottage Grove proposed the 3% tax.
Mm-hmm.
Eugene,
mm-hmm.
A sales tax to fund schools. There's a whole bunch of checking some of the other news sites. Oregon's got some more taxes and fees coming up. It just costs so much to even just try to survive and live at a minimal level. You know, your money just doesn't go very far. Now, when you look at being a corporation per se, and you have to pay corporate tax, you have to pay all the fees, you got to pay the regulation fees, license fees, and especially if they start doing that tax, it's going to make things even more expensive. By the time that you take a product that could be manufactured for $3, overseas, turns out to be a $15 product here just because of the extra.
Or more.
And that's one of the reasons I feel why we don't manufacture things here.
That's exactly it. We can't we cannot be competitive. As we stand, we cannot be competitive. Now, we can go to Mexico. Let's just take Mexico as an example, and do something to bring their salaries up so that we can be competitive. But the thing is, we can't do that. The only thing we can do is bring ours down. I mean, Do you know how much money the people in Lane County get paid?
No.
Are you well? For example, and I'm going to be nasty about this. I'm not going to give the front name, but Farivar, this is Lane County executive's budgeted staff, makes $17,000 a month, $204,000 a year. P. Helms makes $177,000 a year. That's $14,000 a month. Gage makes $166,000 a year. That's $13,000 a month. Spatz makes $12,000. Jensen Fox makes $12,000. Grenier makes $12,000 a month. A month, I tell you. Blumenstein makes $12,000 a month. And I can go on and on and on and on and on. There's 100 and some odd of them, maybe more than that.
Yeah, and I work like 40 to 50 hours a week, and I make $27,000 a year.
Right, right. That's not even 2 months of some of these people.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm not talking about a couple of them either. I mean, 30 down on the list is still $100,000 a month. I mean, $100,000 a year. That's $8,337 a month. And it goes on down. You could go down to like 60 people, and we're still at $90,000 a year. You go down to 100 people, and we're at $81,000 a year. You know, I can even handle $81,000 a year perhaps, but this $200,000 a year wages, that's we've got to do something about this. And now, again, you're talking – see, the average, and I'm talking about even including the lowest paid ones, the average is $5,000 a month approximately. And so – and that doesn't sound too bad. It's a little high. It's more than I've ever made, or it's more – well, it's not more than I've ever made, but more than I usually make. And there's no reason, again, and we're talking about a lot of people, 1,384 of them, if they would all just take a 10% cut, we could probably solve a lot of the problems they have in Lane County. This is just Lane County.
Right.
That's all it is, not the state.
And like Wisconsin, which is facing a $137 million budget deficit.
Actually, they're facing a $3 billion.
$3
billion? Uh-huh.
Then I'm looking at the wrong article.
Well, it's that $137 is for this last fiscal year that they didn't pass.
Anyway.
That's like the United States. See, the United States hasn't been passing budgets. They've been living on these continuing resolutions.
Oh, yeah, like we get to fund the government again for another 2 weeks. Let it close.
No. That's how I get my money.
The reason why I say that is because they give away money like crazy. You know, we give a lot, you know, trillions of dollars overseas, trillions of dollars for this project, trillions of dollars or whatever that stimulus package did. We did a show on it.
Yeah.
To study the migration habits of the peanut.
Well, see, again, I'm sorry. I don't mind doing that because that is such a minuscule amount of the budget. That is such a tiny, tiny little bit.
It adds up. All, that,
all of it added up, it's minuscule.
Well, it may be minuscule to you. Give me some of your minuscule money then. But all of that stuff, when you times it by how many people they gave it out to, it all adds up. And then they wind up not having any money, don't have any money to run the government. We gave it all away. For what? What did we get out of it? What did the taxpayers get back for giving the money for the stimulus package? You know, even Obama said when he first announced it that they're going to be watched. There's going to be watchdog committees to make sure these states do not spend it frivolously. There was no watchdog committee. These states were spending it for everything that you know.
Yeah. I'll go along with that, and I go along with some. A lot of this is very frivolous and very stupid, and we should be watching it and we should be stopping it. But when you're talking at less than $1 billion, all of this put together is less than $1 billion, and then you go and look at where we really should be looking at the money, and that's the defense budget. The defense budget by itself, just the simple defense budget, if you want to look at it, is $500 billion. It's $499 billion. That's the defense budget. And you add all the other stuff in it, to it, the wages and the research and this and that and the other, and put all of the different things that are spent on defense, the money that you give to Egypt and the money you give to all this stuff, you're talking about, in 2007, $936 billion. That's $1 trillion, folks. Do you realize how much money $1 trillion is? And today it's over $1 trillion, by the way. And yet, every year, you can go look at it, every year we raise the defense budget, all those things, by 6.8%.
So with all that with all that money going out, and this is what I'm saying, what are we getting for it? With all this money going out, we can't even protect our own borders.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we're sending it all over, all somewhere else. And the point is that they could not raise it by 6%, and that would save by not raising it by 6%, that would save what, $30 billion, and that would mean nothing. They could not get that raise, and it wouldn't hurt them at all. It's not money they don't have. So if they don't have it, they don't spend it. But we could also cut it by that 6%. And if we cut it by 6%, we're talking about $100 billion that we could save just in that one thing.
Well, and you make a good point right there, which kind of goes along with my point. If they don't have it, don't spend it. I'll give you a short example here at home. We got this really expensive bus line that they're trying to expand down West 11th. It's going to cost millions of dollars to redo the roads to put this stupid bus in. There's already bus service there. They finally came out and said the reason why we're really pushing for this bus service is because the federal government is offering money to put it there.
Right.
That's it.
But they still want money from us.
They still want money from us. But my point is, yeah, comparison in the big picture is not that much. But, again, it's money that could be used more wisely in a tight recession that they keep saying that we've been over with in the last 2 years.
And the other thing, if you look at research, and there's a lot of it out there, if you look at research, people don't want funded mass transit. They want cars. So take that same amount of money, build that overhead transit system, but make it a freeway. Build another freeway on top of the freeways and highways that we've got so that we can run cars. People want cars. They want to be in their car. They want to go where they want to go, when they want to go. And they end up exactly in the same right place, right in front of their store that they want to visit, or right in front of their house. They don't want to have to walk 3 blocks to get there, or not be able to take their car. People in the United States want their cars. So give them their cars. Build roads. Don't build transit.
That's right. And then as you do it, you come along going, I want my KRBN at 646-721-9887 with 16 minutes left in the show. You like the way I just left that?
16 minutes left in the show. Wow. Yeah, your singing is – never mind.
I'm not going to quit. Don't worry about that.
Really?
I have had offers, but they were offers to be quiet. So.
Yeah, me too. I know how that goes.
But now to go along back to the Wisconsin I'm reading an article here. This just came out by Bloomberg. It came out yesterday, actually, where the AFL-CIO works to keep Wisconsin protests going. So apparently, they're trying to keep it.
I'm getting a little upset at this because the president is sending people there. The California sent busloads and busloads of union people to
begging. I think I got it on our show page. Representative Keith Ellison was begging Obama to come in and set everything right. I was like, oh, please, Mr. O, will you come and save us?
Well, the thing we better do is get rid of Mr. O so we can save the country. I'm very, 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 very disappointed.
Very disappointed?
Yeah, I'm not happy.
Okay.
I mean, I voted for the guy, and I thought... I've said this before, how bad could he be? What could he do? How much could he screw things up? If he's there for 4 years, how bad could it be? Bad.
And now we know, don't we?
Yes, much, much, much worse than I ever possibly dreamed.
Well, you got to give him credit for one thing. Most politicians do not keep their promises. His main slogan was hope and change. Well, he made a lot of change, and we're hoping it'll be over soon.
Yeah, God, yes, no kidding. Well, and I will have to say, I wish we could get rid of the Democrat and Republican thing and get rid of the different names and just be people for a change, because we haven't been that way for several years now. And it's about time we get back to actually trying to think for ourselves instead of thinking as a collective union, as a collective Democrat or collective Republicans, which means that, well, I guess.
Yeah, we all just get along.
Well, we are getting along, I guess, if you think about it. We all sit down and decide what we think, and then we all think it together, but that's just not the way it's supposed to be.
Bob takes representatives from the Democratic side and Republican side out to dinner, and hopefully to have peace between the two different sides so they can all get along and work for the common good.
What? Yeah, well, the thing is, again, we've brought an awful lot of this on ourselves, and there's no doubt about that. The governors have passed these have let the unions walk all over them and let them do things that they shouldn't allow them to do. Nobody wants to take the responsibility for it. And right now, like you say, the governor in Wisconsin and the governor Christie and some of these other governors are actually finally stepping up to the plate and taking responsibility for it. But the thing is that the ones that are getting heat for is they're thinking about the future. Everybody else is thinking about tomorrow, and I'll take care of it for tomorrow and let somebody else worry about it later. But there is a point where all of these states are facing bankruptcy. Our state is the governor has put out his budget and he's talked about all these things, but he's solving it by raising taxes instead. Different kinds of places and different places and sneaky little taxes, like you say, like Cottage Grove is and the restaurant tax. Cottage Grove is not being that sneaky about it because it's been in the news radically. It's been on television. It's been all over the place. And The thing that really gets to me is, one, we've got to get back to a couple of things. First of all, put everything to a vote, and don't do it in special elections.
Right, exactly.
We have, and they cost money.
And you know something that really makes me sad, you know, going back to what you were just talking about?
What's that?
Is we have, our state representative is Tony the Tiger.
Okay.
David Wu, if anybody's been following that.
Okay.
For the,
I haven't.
If you search for his name, David Wu, W-U, you will see him dressed as a tiger.
He's our state representative?
He's our state representative.
Our state representative? He's the one?
He's the one.
Why have we allowed him to stay there?
That's what people are kind of asking. He apparently has mental problems, alcohol problems. I'm not going to say we. You people of Oregon didn't follow the nationwide trend and vote these people out. You put them all back in again, along with this idiot. But this
well,
is what we got. But
I did that.
But anyways, back to the Wisconsin. You know, I can see where they. I see your thing about the demonstrators in Madison, Wisconsin, for example, are trying to pressure Representative Governor Scott Walker to abandon a measure that would severely restrict collective bargaining rights for nearly all state public workers. Walker says it will help close a projected $3.6 billion deficit in the state's budget. Okay, well, the question I have for that is, all right, on paper that looks good, but what is the state willing to give up?
What is the state willing to give up?
If I understand the issue correctly, they're asking, you know, the people, the unions, and people effective to give up some of their pay, some of their bargaining.
Yeah, but that isn't even half of the budget. By them giving up all of this stuff, that doesn't even cover half of the budget. The state is giving up the other half.
Right.
They're giving up a lot of things. We haven't read its actual budget, but there's a lot of stuff in there that the state is going to not do or going to do and not spend. The union budget is not the whole total. That's not going to get much. I mean, it's not even going to give them half the money. So the state is going to give up a lot. Just as in Oregon, we're going to have to do that. The state is giving up things, and I know they are, but their process is raising taxes, and you can't keep doing that. You can't keep raising the taxes. People are getting tired of it, and they're going to say no. I mean, they said no in the past, and we've sneaked some stuff through, or the state has sneaked some stuff through recently, but I don't think you're going to be doing that much anymore.
No, people can't afford it. That's why anybody that's been following Oregon, Measure 6667, which is supposed to be the cure-all for schools and other funding issues in the state, one of the miscalculations that they made is that they based it on the current population of Oregon,
yeah.
Not taking into consideration that before the measure went in, by the way, it was retroactive, I believe,
yeah,
back to the first of the year, which I still don't understand how making a tax retroactive is even legal. But
it doesn't have to be legal. They make the laws.
They make the laws. A lot of people left the state. A lot of companies left the state. And so the income projections that they were counting on are not there, and they've still got the same issues, which is why schools are closing.
And the whole point is that it wasn't enough money to do anything for the schools anyway.
Right. And a lot of people.
So it's a real waste of time. But the thing is, what they did is they did that. They used their waste of time. And now they're going to make a whole populace mad, and they're not going to get another chance.
No, they're not. And people are leaving. I mean, there's an article in the Oregonian today, which is our state newspaper, about how many people have went to Washington State just because Washington State does not have a state sales tax to avoid Oregon's. Sales tax.
Wait a minute. So Washington State does have a sales tax.
I meant income tax.
Right. They don't have an income tax.
Right. But people are leaving and starting to live on the other side of the river to avoid Oregon's state income tax because that's going up again.
Well, see, I always thought Washington was an expensive place to live, but when I came to Oregon, I realized it's not as expensive as Oregon.
Exactly.
And see, the biggest thing is with the state sales tax, and I know I'm going to be in trouble here. But with a sales tax, you can control to a certain extent how much money you spend in taxes. Yes, there are things you don't have to buy, and they don't pay a sales tax on them. But you cannot control an income tax. You have to pay it based on how much you make. And so you're just stuck with it. And so consequently, and I'm old enough that there are things I didn't buy in Washington. So I didn't pay sales tax. I didn't need them, and so I didn't buy them. And there are a lot of things that people think they have to have. I didn't have a boat, and I don't need a boat. It would be neat to have a boat. I would like to go out on the ocean or wherever you want to take a boat.
How about a pool?
Yeah, that too. I didn't have a pool either. So
you go ahead and pay the license fees for the boat and go put it in that community pool.
Yeah. Yeah. Since we're paying for that damn community pool, I may as well. Huh? I'll tell you.
No, you're right, though. I mean, now I would be more in favor of taxes. Yes, don't have a heart attack. If, like I said, I know what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, for example, locally, you need a four-wheel drive to drive from one end of town to the other because of the lack of maintenance on the roads.
And Obama's budget is cutting the highways department.
And it's cutting the highways. But on the other side of the coin, I see spending in other areas that, in my mind, have no importance or should be a lower priority than the basic services and essentials.
Okay, just name one. I know I shouldn't do that, but I'd be interested in knowing because I would like to know whether I agree with you.
Okay, you're talking about one of the foo-foo projects? Or
and just name something you think doesn't need to be funded.
Okay, how about $50 million for a green bus?
Oh, okay. I've already agreed that we don't want the buses. We want to build highways. So, and you probably get mad about building more highways. But we need to have the highways. Not just you know, we need to fix the ones we've got to begin. Because you're right. And in Eugene, especially, you do need a four wheel drive. And even then, you're not liable to be in trouble. But we need to have more roads, and to get places faster and easier. On the same token, We are experimenting with the electric cars and the idea of making cars smaller and easier to get around on the roads. So I'm all for both of these things.
The car isn't going to do any good unless you get more resources to generate the electricity to power the electric cars.
Oh, I don't think that's a problem. I don't think that's a problem. We can come up with the electricity with no trouble at all. One of the, see, all of this is all interconnected. It's all interconnected. One of the things we have to do in order to come up with more electricity, we've got to get rid of the EPA stringent requirements. We've got to take a little bit of a load off of that because we haven't built a new nuclear power plant in how many years? And that's because of the EPA. It's not because nuclear power isn't good. It's not because it isn't safe. It's because the EPA doesn't want to move the spotted owl or whatever the hell it is.
And I'll agree with you in one other respect, too. We got 4 minutes remaining in the program. 646-721-9987, still time to call in. Is that even if your electric car is covered with photocells and requires no external energy, the state of Oregon is coming up with the mileage tax, so it's still going to cost you a lot anyway. So it's not going to be really much savings except for the fact you're not going to be burning fossil fuels.
Well, you're right. They are going to, Oregon is really into taxes, and so that's a different story entirely. And yes, maybe taxes, if we could get that to actually pay for the roads, maybe that would be helpful. But no, it's a totally different thing. I'm talking about this cars being smaller, more convenient, and having more room for them in the parking lots and stuff like that, not having to expand the size of parking lots and things like that because the smaller cars will hold more. I mean, we're going to have more and more cars on the road, like it or not, and we're going to have them there whether we have the mass transit or not because people are not going to use them, not using the mass transit because they're uncomfortable with it. It's not, when was the last time you rode a bus?
I've never ridden a bus.
Never ridden a bus. Well, I have never ridden a bus in Oregon. I have ridden buses other places. I like transit. And when it's convenient, it's fantastic.
So in the last 3 minutes of the program, where do you think this thing in Wisconsin is going to go?
Well, I think the governor's going to fire a bunch of people, but I think he's going to give in a little bit. And 6 or 8 or whatever it is, 14 of the people that he should fire – is the 14 congressmen that left the state. That should be the first ones he fires.
Yeah,
but,
that's a question I was going to bring up, too, because and I wish would have thought about it a little bit earlier in the show, that they're sending the state police out to get these Democrats to drag them back into the state to vote. Is that even legal?
Well, they didn't do it. The state police can't go. They can't go out and do that. It's a different state. They can't do that. No. It's not legal. So, I mean, the state police didn't even do it. They knew good and well because you can't go across state lines and drag people in. Doesn't make a difference who they are.
Even if you did, what would it do? I mean, no, I don't want to vote. I don't want to vote. Okay, you're going to make me vote. I'm going to vote whatever way is negative.
There's an easier way. Fire them.
But how can you fire them? They're elected officials, aren't they?
Maybe they are elected officials. There's got to be a way you can fire them.
How about a vote of no confidence like I've been harping on?
That would be great. We need to have that. We need to put that in our Constitution, a vote of no confidence, and then they have to resign.
Exactly. We should have that in Oregon.
We should have it everywhere.
We could get rid of Tony the Woo Tiger.
yeah, you're right. There's got to be a way. I mean, elected officials are fine, but you can't be just stuck with them forever. You've got to have a way. Well, of course, there's impeachment.
Yeah,
you can do that.
That doesn't work. That very seldom works, and it takes forever. And
it's
high-speed technology. A lot of damage that can be done. So there's got to be a way.
Well, that's what we're finding out, that you can do a lot of damage in a short period of time. However, I will have to say Obama hasn't been able to do as much damage as he thought he could because most of the stuff that he's passed through, they're negating. They're getting rid of it anyway, and they're not funding it in different ways, and they're not doing it. So it's not as bad as it could be. Still bad, but not as bad as it could be.
Yeah.
Wow.
And speaking of funding and stuff,
straight from the files of the Ogden Police Department.
Oh, shut up. I still got
it. We're out of time, folks. It's been, there's so much more to say. There's just so many more things to talk about with it because it's such a ridiculous, and our country is going to be different after this. We are in the next year.
If you like today's show, please let us know by visiting us on Facebook and clicking on the like button. You can also get show updates on Twitter and on our website at www.krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.